Philip Jennings runs a travel agency with his wife, Elizabeth. They got two kids. They live in a quiet suburb of Washington, D.C., circa 1981. Like so many two-career couples, it can be a struggle to juggle career and family life.
If this goes bad, you need to be out of town somewhere with the kids. Get the kids to Canada. Contact the residentura there.
That's fine, but you have it backwards. I'll meet the colonel. You take the kids. Get ready to move.
You see, Philip and Elizabeth Jennings are KGB agents embedded in the heart of America. And the FX series, The Americans, now in its second season and an international sensation, Kerry Russell plays Elizabeth, and Philip, who's always putting on disguises, is portrayed by a Welshman playing a Russian who plays an American. Matthew Rhys, who joins us now from New York, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is a question that seems to renew itself almost every episode. How can Philip be such a tender and loving father and do the brutal things he does?
For me personally, from where I approach it now is that the backstory is very important to me as to who these people were. And from a very tender early age, Philip, you know, and Elizabeth were plucked by the party and indoctrinated and then put into the field. And they had children in order to strengthen their American identities. And I think very early on, Philip's primary goal in life is the protection of his children. And I think with the past two seasons, we've seen that he has this growing concern for their future. And with each mission or with each sort of violent act that he has to accomplish himself, it's always for the survival of his children. He now has to be the best he can be in order to secure their livelihoods, to keep them safe.
What did Moscow say?
I didn't get the signal. The kids were up. I didn't want to leave them downstairs.
Okay. Let's just see what Moscow knows. You want to make the drop? Get out on the street a little? I can listen to the numbers.
You sound as authentically American as, you know, you hear that voice and you want to ask, where's your horse, partner?
I think you've struck the nail on the head there. It's a childhood of growing up watching American Westerns. As children growing up in Wales, we would go out into very wet, rain-trodden fields and play American cowboys and try to affect these terrible John Wayne-esque accents. And that's where it begins, at the age of six, trying to be the Duke in the shadow of a green mountain.
The show's creator and producer, Joe Weisberg.
Yeah.
He used to work for the CIA.
He did. He did.
But do you have any idea if he was a spy or just some guy who sat at a desk or...
Now my head is whirring as to what... what I'm allowed to say.
Well,
I'm
we don't want to get him in trouble.
I know. But
break
yes,
his cover
he was,
story.
I'll say this much. He certainly wasn't someone who was sitting at a desk or being trained or primed to be someone behind a desk. But in that amazing way, someone with no discredit to him, someone you would look at and, as he, you know, confesses himself, can blend very easily, is not a sort of... 6 foot Sean Connery type in a tuxedo.
Mr. Rhys, I don't know if you want the producer of your show to hear that you don't think he looks like Sean Connery.
As soon as I was saying that, I was saying this is going down the wrong path and I hope this can be edited heavily. Otherwise, the third season will be called The American, starring Kerry Russell.
Well, she's terrific, by the way, and could handle it. We should note that the scripts have to be vetted by the CIA because of Joe Weisberg's former employment. At first I thought, well, they must be putting their stamp on things. But the more I think about it, the CIA would have no problem with the FBI being shown as being incompetent.
Yeah, in fact, they don't sort of send back, you know, notes about national security. They just send back notes attacking the FBI for their incompetence and or congratulating Mr. Weisberg on his accurate portrayal of the Federal Bureau.
Well, it can be exhausting to watch the Jennings. I mean, on any given day. So,
yes.
You know, they run this small travel agency in DuPont Circle, but on any given day, they take pictures of a secret facility. They have to kidnap an Israeli agent. They come home, make school lunches, and tuck their kids into bed.
Yes.
I mean, talk about multitasking.
I know. And, you know, I think we're very aware that we're asking the audience to come on a flight of fantasy with us. However, the flip side of that is they're... so much of what we do or the storylines are absolutely based on truth, which is, you know, frightening.
What do you want?
You, Mr. Jennings. We want you.
My name's not Jennings.
Philip Jennings, 39. Wife, Elizabeth. Children, Paige and Henry. Runs DuPont Circle Travel. Seems to be out late at night quite a bit. Lives across the street from an FBI agent. Also, the details of his life before 1963 seem to be a bit hazy.
Does Philip like America more than Elizabeth does?
Yes, is the short, quick answer. For the reasons which make such beautiful conflict between them as a relationship. I think it's Philip's background growing up in post-Second World War Soviet Union, where there was incredible hardship and poverty. The trappings, the, be it capitalist or materialistic, in the United States for Philip are incredibly attractive. And coupled with the fact that to remain the ardent agent that Elizabeth is, were he to do the same, I think it would come at a cost to the family. Therefore, he's the alkali to her acid sometimes in trying to balance the fact that they might not possibly make it as a long-term career, and it might be fruitful for them to get out sooner rather than later.
Is it considered a compliment if someone tells you, I never thought I could root for a couple of murderous KGB agents the way I root for Philip and Elizabeth Jennings?
It really is. I mean, if I'm perfectly honest, it's a great testament to the writing that they've set up the anti-heroes. And what I enjoy is when, if someone approaches to talk about the show, they say, I enjoy it when they say they're especially conflicted about where their loyalties lie.
Dad, do you really have to go?
3 new agencies have opened up in the last month. And the one around the corner is offering inclusive packages.
What's inclusive packages?
It's where they give you all your food, airfare, hotel. You just pay once, and then you forget about it.
Oh.
Problem is, we have to figure out a way to keep up. We could be wiped out.
Would it help if we came to work with you on the weekends?
No, it's not that bad.
No, he's exaggerating. Come here.
Bye, team.
Bye, Dad.
It's a real testament to the writing, whereby they bring the humanity out in Philip and Elizabeth. And we're not cold and callous. You know, we can be, but there's real depth to their humanity, and there's real insecurity and fear and everything else that rounds them in a more complete human way, which I think makes for interesting television.
Matthew Rhys, who stars with Kerry Russell in FX's The Americans, now in its second season, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.